everyone. This is the Dupe Parenting Podcast. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman.
And my name is Linda Ijafo Suleiman.
And we have our friends here. Woo! I love it. See, that's why they're here. Everyone, welcome to another episode of Season 2's Due Parenting Podcast. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman, and this lovely lady here is...
Linda Ijafo Suleiman.
And we have our friends in the house!
I love when my friends come here and start doing drum rolls.
Because none of our friends are okay. So if you meet anybody with us, and the person behaves like her, right... They're her friends.
Ah.
I met them through her. She's the one that brought them into the family. If you meet people with us,
they are worse than what you saw before. They are like him.
None of our friends are okay. My friends are not okay. This are the Okechukwus. This is Florence.
Thank you very much.
And that is Ike.
And thank you very much. They've been in my life for 16 years.
Oh, yeah.
And in mine for years. Seven
years.
Bruv. Although myself and this man knew each other from years ago because we both used to be dancers and choreographers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we didn't know that we're going to end up as family.
I can tell you.
So they both played Chooks and Ene on Tinsel. And, you know, so she's her best friend on the show. He is my best friend on the show.
Peace.
And
we are best friends. So we couldn't... This podcast wouldn't be complete if we didn't have them on board because they are our seniors.
This parenting.
Oh, remember that friend that I told you that I said, you know, do me well. Why didn't you tell me? That she now replied, if I had told you, will you carry Bele? Ladies and gentlemen.
Florence.
Yay!
You always make me proud. You make me proud.
I say you make me proud.
That's me.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for showing up. Yeah. I mean, they might not want anybody to say this, but me, I will say it. I know the year they just got back. So,
I checked my busy schedule. I saw an opening. I said,
squeeze them in. Parts of, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get this over and done.
Whoa.
You say get it over and done.
Yeah. I will see people at work.
No, they are fam now. Okay. I will show you. You are fam now.
We're one.
So these guys have been married for a decade.
Oh, when you say it like that, I feel like ancient of days. Yes, you've been married for a decade.
Yes.
I've been putting up with this guy for 10 years.
No, longer because you guys dated before you got married.
Yes.
Well, I've known her for how long? I knew her in school.
Oh yeah, that's true. You guys are in the same department.
And you know the funny thing? All my friends knew her.
Yeah.
And all her friends knew me.
Yeah.
But so, and my friends that knew her.
Were always speaking nice things about me. Like, they talk about how much I
love you. Finish, I know you.
You know?
Let him finish.
Okay. This is part I want to say now, but... Okay.
This is a safe place.
Okay.
When you get home, you will deal with you.
Bro, it's always her head, as long as
her head, your head is always big when I say this kind of thing. Actually, she was the best
graduating student type of thing.
In her class.
Acting. Nana podcast with you. The audible.
She was the best acting student in her class.
Yeah, so it was always good for me.
So her friends knew her and my friends knew her and I wanted to meet her and you know now, that's my guy, you know. So but we never got to meet. Whenever she passes, we're like, oh, she just passed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was so fast.
Focused.
Tunnel vision. Like, school. I knew I had to come out.
Then when I eventually met her, so she was playing. When I eventually saw her, she was on stage. She was playing a mad woman.
Well.
And she played it well, right?
Oh, very well. That was her best role ever in school.
He's right.
But we never got to talk at all, as in at all. So fast forward now, I met in Tinsel. So she saw me and that guy.
This is my story. Let me tell it.
Well, you saw as I told you, oh well. So you have to.
When I saw him, he was talking to Dami. I won't forget. And you know, we all know Dami is hot.
I mean, it is what it is.
I was like, what's he feeling like? Because he's talking to a fine girl. He can't even say hello to his senior because, as it happens, I graduated.
Oh, yes, she did.
Oh, my
God. Jam does at home.
Jam,
so we sat at home for a while.
So I was like, he can't even say hello to his senior. What's that? Because I came here for an interview. What's the meaning of that? You know, so I just blanked him. Like, if you won't say hello, I won't say hello to you. But it was later I confronted him. And I was like, guy, I know, how are you? I know you now from Unilag. He was like, oh, yes. I'm like, you don't even recognize me.
You actually did, oh, yes.
Yeah, very annoying.
My time to show.
Long story short, my friend, my sweetheart.
The one that did not tell me what I was going to do. You think I'm going to be on your side here?
These are the last knuckles you will chop.
I know.
Because let me enjoy it.
The audience. So I now told him, I was like, so you don't even remember me? It was later down the line he now started telling me how much he's been chasing after me. Like his face, I was like, oh, that's the most brilliant girl in school. And he's like, oh, where she? And already I'm off to library or off to church. I'm such a good girl.
So fast forward. I tell you, fast forward, we became friends and rest is history.
Yeah. You have how many kids? Mm. We know, but the audience would like to know.
Yeah.
Two
amazing kids.
Gorgeous kids. Mm.
So to be honest, their children are beautiful. Like, no jokes. You can stare at them for a while.
Yeah, and it's all me.
You can stare at them for a while.
Thank you.
My brother is a 5 boys.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Beautiful.
It's all me.
So what is the, I'm going to ask, what's the craziest thing your kids have ever done that shocked you, both of you, each of them, the girl and the guy? Do you want to call them Chinemere and Ike? Ike Junior.
Oh yes,
second.
So Ike second.
Yes, Ike.
No, we don't do Junior.
No, Junior.
Second. Yes. And he's telling me that he's going to have his own.
Ike.
When he gets his own boy, he's going to name Ike. He's going to be the Ike the third.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
No. Okay, the third. Okay,
he never says third. He says turd.
Oh, okay. Do you guys look at him and be like, oh.
Yes, we say turd means something else, but mommy, that's how I like it. I get the turd.
The funniest thing I've ever done.
Ah, no, boy.
So what's the craziest thing they've ever done?
Baby, isn't that crazy enough?
No, but apart from Ike, Chinemerum.
She's proper though.
Yeah.
She's so proper.
She's the proper senior business.
Yeah. She knows the whole Ada thing. She takes it to another level. Mm. Yeah. Like, it gets to a point we hardly even tell Ikechukwu what's right or what's wrong.
As she does it. Will do
she
it.
Does yes. it. She does it quite well. As you need to see her. Ikechukwu don't. When she's talking to the younger brother, I hear her. Ikechukwu don't. Mm-hmm. Drop it. Mm-hmm. Drop it. You're not supposed to take it yet. Oh, now you've not finished.
She's nice.
So y'all didn't waste any time though.
Thank you very much.
Who trained her that way? Because it definitely came from somebody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know Florence to be very
It's true, Sha. You're scolding in nature.
Yeah.
No, but the girl.
You know, we have to take that as a compliment or not?
No, that's. Is that a compliment? I don't know. I still don't know.
No, but the girl. What's about her is that she likes knowing things. You know?
Yeah, she's very inquisitive.
Yeah, she wants to know those things so that she can teach others. Yeah, you know, she's always asking you, Daddy. How does this work? And you tell her, and she's like, you now see her talking to her cousin, so her younger brother.
Same words,
same tone. Now this thing, the way it comes on, you don't have to press it too much, you know. As in, you see her talking like an adult, you know. It's amazing.
I swear, kids of these days, they should come with a manual. Mm. You know, so you just say, wait, let me get your manual.
Fam. Like, see this thing you just said. There's a
lot. No, not that frequency. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So Chinemerem is 9. How old is Ike?
He's 7.
Yeah. So what's the difference between, like, in the way that they behave between 5 and 7, because I kind of know what it's like between 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. Mm. So 5 is the next something we're getting to. So. Mm.
Well, for Ike,
Ike the second.
Yes, that boy is sugar. He's on a natural high.
So
he's everywhere. Come back here! No, come back! Go. You know he's and the smile. Look at the smile. You know, he's and when you now give him sugar,
oh my goodness,
he's on another level. You know,
but I didn't know that bombastic side eye doesn't work outside Nigeria.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. In Nigeria, here you just look at him.
Yeah.
Over there.
Because, you know, my man probably already knows that here, sorry, if you do any of the plug in public, nobody will have a problem. Yes. With you. But then
I almost checked if there were you. Some child ass protection.
Yes. So I can, you can just
we'll be sure won't be arrested.
You know, tap him small. You know, but the sister is the opposite, you know.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that, well, in as much as he is hype and all that, he still knows how
he's
to
good boy.
When to rein it in. Mm-hmm. You know, because this whole discipline thing and all that, you know, you have to start very early.
Mm-hmm. So that brings me to the crux of the matter. Mm. I actually said crux.
Right on.
So the two major things, Florence, don't talk to me again, but in fact, we're breaking up. The two major things that we want to talk to you guys about today are discipline, when to start, how to go about it, how long to sustain or prolong, whatever. And then second thing is, because Yoma and I are from different ethnicities.
You guys, it's different, Igbo.
No, you would think so, but no. Because even as Igbos, we still have different dialects.
Yeah.
Now and
I speak Owerri, and he speaks, you know, Acha. Acha.
So
from Abia.
From Abia.
Yes.
So, but it's like, so I understand that the dialects are different, but is there like a middle ground type of hybrid pidgin English, pidgin Igbo type of thing?
There is the central Igbo.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But
yes.
I am not so savvy. All I know is my own dialect. Uh-huh. So we got to a point where he agreed that, okay, it's okay. You can teach them your dialect, you know, it's because he is not so fluent.
Mm-hmm.
So the little that he remembers, he says once in a while, and it confuses them all the time. But
I can imagine.
But the advantage is, like, you know, like we said earlier, it's Igbo. So, you know, there's a ground where we all meet. There are things that, because if they learn her Igbo, which they are learning already, they would find it easier to learn mine.
Oh, right.
Because her own is harder.
Yeah, her own is harder.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just more fluent than you.
Yes,
are, so yes,
yes, yes. And yes. And if they learn this, at least they need a base to stand on, something to stand on. No matter what tribe you are, they need to learn more language.
Fair.
So at what age did you start teaching them?
Two.
Two?
As soon as I could call their name and they would, you know, respond. I knew that they were ready, so I just started, you know.
So now if you guys are out in public and you talk to them, they know?
Some.
Who is better?
Chinemere. She's older.
No, it's not even about that. Chinemere has ears for language. She's very good in French. She's good, you know. She has the ear for language. But uncle,
is that but uncle?
He leaned this way. You know.
He get to go do, which is sit. He look at me do.
And he likes to analyze.
I've been saying this do for.
He likes to analyze. Yes. He likes to analyze. You hear him do.
So I mean, can he also
Norana?
Norana.
People say it is as what
do.
Wow.
Wait. Hold up. So, if from your part of Abia State,
that's me and Ike's part of Abia State.
It's still different from Ito.
And then
it's different.
So is
Ike? What do you guys say?
Nodala.
Yeah.
And then yours, do. Period. Yeah. I love it.
Straight to the point.
Do.
Mm.
So if you say do twice in quick succession, do.
Do.
That's why he analyzes.
Goodness. So you say. Anyway. I just learned something. Uh-oh. Like, I didn't know do was sit in Igbo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you guys say sorry?
Ndo.
You say ndo.
We say ndo, but my acha is a-ai.
Ah, ah.
Yeah.
So, we in fact, we are blessed in this country. Mm.
Like,
yeah.
It's a-ai. And, you know, we say ibalochu. That's us. Ibalochu is that thing. Have you eaten? Have you had breakfast?
Yeah. Didi, what did you say? What do you think ibalochu mean?
Have you woken up? Ibalachi.
Not ibalachi. Ibalochu. There's another one we say.
This word that would mean that.
You get. My, in fact, there's a slang in my
like,
dialect.
Have you eaten?
Yeah, you can also say.
Mm-hmm. Our own is Yelari.
You're speaking Central Igbo.
Come to my school. It's better. Don't go to their school.
Because if Popsi would definitely understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. As he will understand what I'm saying because he, I mean, Sukwato, we have Yeah, I can also say yalapium. It's a slang in my language. Have you had breakfast?
That's so suggestive.
You know,
Florence just said it is suggestive. I am screaming in my head.
Seriously, now.
So I mean, it's easier for her to just teach them.
So
as they grow, they get to pick things.
And add it.
You know,
so do you have conversations with IK in Igbo? That's what we asked at first, right?
Yeah. Like both of you.
Can you converse?
I can talk to Chinemerem and she would understand.
No, I'm saying
both of us actually.
No, talk the kids first. I want to hear the kids before two of you. If you can converse and they would hear.
Yes. Okay. For Chi. But Ikechukwu, I always have to translate back to English and then back to Igbo again.
So that he can at
least
have reference.
Yes.
But he's speaking, he's a lot better than before and last year. Is you know,
yeah, he's improving.
Florence just rolled her eyes like,
I've never seen the improvements, but
oh my god, wow, man. Yeah. And here we were sitting and thinking that you know what, they must have it a lot easier than we. Well, you guys still have it easier than we do, or we will, because you know, we don't speak any common Nigerian language apart from Pidgin English, which you know, but yeah. Do you guys like, so if both of you want to gossip, not gossip, if you guys want to have private conversations about the children, in front of the children, how do you guys go about it?
Okay, so Ike understands Owerri. I don't know how he does it, but he understands. It's in the feedback.
That's the problem.
That's where the next one is. But I can go on and on, and I know that he understands. My mom calls sometimes and speaks to him in Owerri, and he understands. But he now has to go to the room. Come to the room. Let me give you.
Let me tell you what I think about what you just said. Let me respond to that.
So you see the language thing, because of that, my language, as in our dialects, is easier to pick up from other dialects.
Right.
And my sister was actually, she's good in Owerri, so she speaks it all the time in the house. But so when we get to, you know, like you said, gossip in front of the kids, we use
correct.
And she chips it in with, you know, tries to,
she now does the pidgin
because she is her ears are,
are you serious?
She's
because these children are always listening.
Yes. And they play dumb.
Yes.
They play dumb,
like
they play dumb, and they start playing dumb from 2 years old.
See, your boy is already doing that.
Your boy is doing that also.
They play dumb.
He acts like he's not listening. He doesn't know what's going on, but
everything, yes.
Manipulation.
Yes.
Like, manipulation.
They get so good at it.
Don't let them get your remote.
So how do you put your foot down to make sure that they do not get your remotes and manipulate you or pit you guys against
this each other? This is your time to redeem yourself. Because she did not tell me anything. So better start telling me.
Okay. We are members of the old school in terms of discipline.
Mm-hmm. You're not spare the rod.
Old school, you know, all the way. Mm-hmm. And we started early.
How early did you start? Like the spanking?
As soon as he could identify, as he could hear his name.
So like I noticed that when, you know, I said, it's he. So that means did not
she
really
was keep. Like a breeze. Yes. Like... She didn't stress me out. She didn't stress us at all. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But him.
All the stress that Chinemerem should have given us, he passed it with his own. You know?
People get this stress.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so one of the things that we tried to do was, I tried to balance my upbringing with what is now.
Mm.
You know, because whether you like it or not, there is a trend going on. And we can't use the same iron hand that our parents use. You know, sometimes there are things that happen and I'm like, okay, what would my mom do? Mm. And there are things that happen, I'm like, oh, okay, what should I do? Or what should we do, you know? Like, for example, when they were growing up, I used to cut their meat. When I put chicken, I'll cut it in bits. I was feeling like a funky mommy. I cut it in bits. They'll eat it with the food and all of that. I felt okay. It was nice. And I mean, I didn't have that. Growing up, you have to eat the meat
if
at
you
the
don't
end.
That food,
yes.
You will not even see meat in your plate.
Thank you. You know, later I started thinking about it. I said, why were our parents so insistent on us eating our food later? I realized that it's because they wanted us to understand delayed gratification. Mm-hmm. They wanted you to understand that you have to work to earn something. Mm-hmm. So I started with my kids. Don't touch your meat until you're done eating. Mm-hmm. And it has helped them. they understand. Like, I try to explain it to them because you have to finish your food to be able to eat your meat. So those are things that we shouldn't totally scrap because I feel like a lot of us now, we think all those, you know, those strong-handed way they brought us up.
You made up what? Like, I see on Twitter all the time, people are like, oh, you know, we called it discipline, but we're actually damaged. Our parents damaged us. But, you know, I think the problem was that our parents, one of the things that I'm glad that we are doing better is we are...
As a few of us.
We are conversing with our children, while letting them understand the principles behind the actions.
Exactly.
Like, you have told them that the reason why you don't eat your meat while you're eating your food is because you must finish your food, then eat your meat, because it helps you, you know, understand patience and processes and everything. Our parents didn't tell us anything.
You
touch that meat, you collect.
It's fire. You must do this like this, and nobody needs to explain to you why.
And you won't blame them that much, because in their own time, because of the political and economic atmosphere, they had to instill fear in us so that we won't
do anyhow.
You know, do anyhow. But I mean, look at us. We didn't turn out so bad, did we?
No. Nope.
You know, so that means they did something,
right?
You know, the only thing that, like you said, they didn't explain the things.
Yes.
You know, they just instilled it and like, do it this way. Mm. You know, so the difference is us just explaining. And to me, discipline is not really carrying the cane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it has to be done. You have to discipline that child. You know, he needs to know rules. He needs to know. I mean, everybody wants a child who is smart, who is responsible, expressive. Who is expressive, and who is obedient. Everybody wants that kind of child. And how do you instill those things? Discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, you don't do this, you don't do this. So that when he grows up, he's going to be a gentleman or a pretty nice lady, you know? Yeah. So it's important. And I feel it's as important, and it has to come in very early. As soon as the kid can actually hear, it has to start. There was one thing that happened to us. I don't know what I remember. We were in church back then before we had, was it before or after? Just after we had Chi. I can't remember. I think it was before we had Chi. There was this lady in church. Her kids was just running up and down. The boy was running. I'm like, it was getting on my nerves. You know, and after church, you know, we sat down in the car, like, she now told me the same thing as you. She was like, oh, that boy. I was like, hey, you too. You know? So at that point, we realized, okay, we have something in common. That means we
so
need
the
to,
values.
Yeah, those values are, yeah. You know, you have to align. You have to align so that when that good cop, bad cop thing, it's not the kids who will manipulate you.
Because I, baby.
Yeah, see, they still try us. They still try us.
Wait, for real?
They still try us.
At this point,
they still try
us. They're never going to stop trying to pitch
you. So you also have to be consistent in your.
Because
what did daddy say? Daddy said no. Then no is no.
Yeah.
So, yes, your son has already started trying to pit us against each other. And the person who is falling for it the most is not me. I won't name names, but of the two people involved, I'm the one who is not falling for it.
Do you have anything to say?
Hey. Is it you?
No, because I'm waiting for you to say, because you did not tell me. See, this episode is for me to blame you for everything that happened. You will blame. It's Florence and Ike, they did not want me.
No, but for real, I actually thought Uma was going to be the.
I thought.
Shebi, I said it.
I thought
you people heard me when I said it.
Last episode. Yes. Yeah, they heard you. So, Kate, bring your voice down.
Off your mic, honorable.
Uh-huh.
Listen, this young lady, before we got married, Nami didn't even tell her, no, baby, don't be too harsh. She's like, no, he cannot do this. And he or she will not do anyhow, blah, 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 even while she was pregnant. Boom! Baby boy came out. And she just lost focus. All he needs to do now is
My plans are still there.
Mama, you just touch her face.
No, but my plans are still
Maybe
there.
You spanked him one time. No, and that's the
I know that one time. But I still have plans. Do you want to hear my plans? Let him get older. You discipline him to now. Older, I will spank well.
But like a Nigerian politician.
But you,
I will.
No, but seriously, I'm because I kept saying that why I didn't spank him then, because I felt like he wasn't understanding or hearing everything now. I was telling him. Now that I know, I'm being serious.
Okay, baby.
Don't roll your eyes at me, young man. I was too mad. Now that I know that he hears and he understands what we say, I've started telling him no. especially if you're not around where I can say, oh, Dada is coming, or I'll call Dada for you or something. I will have to take action. I have to be the one that will tell, put my foot down, because Dada is not there for me to say Dada is coming.
Yeah, I'm the boogeyman now. I'm John Wick.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. You have to. So but you know the thing about the whole discipline thing, that there are levels to it. And that was another thing that our parents did that I would question. They use the same formula for
all the children,
all the kids.
Mm.
Kids are different. There are different levels. The main thing is that it's discipline, sure. But there are different levels. There are some kids, you know, I used to laugh at people who say, go into the naughty corner, you know, but that is also part of the, you know, part of the things you can actually use to, you know, discipline.
Well, trust me, they hate, you know, the naughty corner.
Yeah, because you tell him to face the wall and he can't stand it, he cries.
You know, and there are some kids.
Jokingly, he will face the wall jokingly. Then he will now turn and look at you and say, Mama, face the wall.
And I'm sure you join before.
But if that works, then use it. There's a point where it also depends on the offense. You know, how much the offense. You know, there's sometimes that not gonna might not work. So you have to, you know, figure out something else. Yes, you know, like that. Yeah, and for every kid, like she doesn't want to disappoint us.
Right, typical firstborn.
She doesn't want to disappoint us. So if you want to.
Just bombastic side eye is enough. She'll start crying.
I think I also learned that from my dad. You know, if you want, my dad never, at a point, he used to. Are you? You know, but after a while, he stopped, and we were begging for him to just spank us a bit because
what's worse?
Yeah, instead of, you know, he would just say, ah, okay, you, I didn't expect that from you.
Ah,
and he'd walk out.
My
goodness,
God, damage done.
You know, so, and that's how she is. You know, there are different levels, but you always need to draw the line for them. And good cop, you know, bad cop, good cop. Because even now, Ikechukwu, especially.
The second.
Mommy will come, as in, he will come to me and say, Mommy, Daddy, you want to watch TV? Because I have to do TV time.
I have to do
TV time for them.
Oh, that's another thing.
Screen time.
When did you start TV time?
School.
Yes, it started from when they, okay, so my sister-in-law, she has three kids and they are all very level-headed kids. So one of the things that she advised us to do was, she said, once it's school time, no TV at all, no screen time, no laptop, no iPad, nothing. It's just you and your books. If you're not going to read, go and sleep or go and play with your toys, but you are not watching TV. They can watch TV on Saturday and Sunday. But Monday to Friday, no TV. So they kind of got used to it. So they can be in the house and the TV is off, there's no laptop, there's no iPad, and they're fine because they are used to it. And we started when she was 4.
In fact, when we heard it, then we didn't believe that it would work.
It would work, yeah.
Like, no screen time.
You guys actually started at about 4.
Yeah. Yes. And so we had to go and buy our own TV.
yes. We didn't believe that, because when myself telling him, I was like, no screen time, no TV. You know, but we started it, and they got used to it. They got so used to it, like no screen time on weekdays. They looked forward to Fridays
because when they come back from school on Fridays, the weekend starts.
You know, so we do something every Friday, a movie night. Movie night, amazing. You know, we sit down together to watch film. Then they know Saturday, Sunday they can watch TV. You know, so they got used to it. So weekdays, no TV. You know, so those things, they have a way of shaping them and you know, making them know, okay, you know, rules. You know, guidelines.
So you talked about spanking your kids when they are naughty and all that, and also talking to them. Did anybody look at your approach differently? I'm like, why are you spanking your child? Just talk to them and all.
How do you handle being judged by other parents for spanking? For those who do not spank.
And did you judge other parents for not spanking their kids, even if you started spanking?
Okay, for me, I was like that little boy. I was growing up now. Like, give him something. You know, but when I now
had your own child,
I had Chi first. There was a day I went at her. I held her hand. I remember holding her after smacking. I held her hand. She just looked at me. Tears came out her eyes. And I was like, gosh,
never again.
So I now realized that, okay, before I get to this point, it has to be great. The child has to know that, oh, my, this one, I deserve to be beaten. So I now started talking. You know, I threatened, I will spank you. That never happens. You know, but don't let them think that will never happen. So that's what, and for
so lay the marker now, down and then use that as the reason as what to threaten them with.
Because
if they haven't experienced it, they will not know that it's a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Different parents for different
you know? Exactly. And so so and the kid too, you know, like she I just tell her once and she the kid you have to tell him again and again and again, you know, and right now I can have full conversations with my daughter with my eyes. That's the point I actually wanted to get to. And we've gotten there. You can have full conversations. We're going there. We're out, and she's looking at you like she doesn't. She doesn't
really see with she
does even with adults. like sometimes at work, she gives me a look, and I'm like, maybe I should sit down in one place and keep going.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Tell so with she would.
you
know,
I've lived it up for 10 years.
Okay, so with Chi, you don't really need don't need to be heavy-handed. The first thing, okay, so it was a phase. It started with Chi, oh yeah, go upstairs and cry. You want to cry because she realized then that maybe she could manipulate us with tears because apparently it worked with Daddy. So
you choking your nose
because he manipulates you with tears and it works.
They will never die from crying.
No, but remember that was
what I wanted to say. I'm sorry, Florence. God bless you. I need to say this. I say this thing in my household every time. Kion's mommy. His nanny and his auntie, somehow they got into their heads that if he might die because he's crying. And I say it all the time. So if Kion starts to cry, he's like, oh, I'm like, no, let him cry. And I tell him to his face, young man, you will never find an article online or anywhere in the world where they said that
your shoulder baby,
baby dies because baby cried. No! Dear, this guy, you want to cry? Baba, you go cry out.
But I told you now.
And guess what? Now, when he's done crying, he'll now come and meet you and say, Dada, I'm back to normal. Good job. Do you want to eat? Yes, Dada. Then we'll eat. You're not going to die.
If he gets to you like he was getting to me with Chi, go to your room, lock her up. Not lock her up, just shut the door. Let her cry. Do something else. Distract yourself because he will get to you. You're a mom. Just put her in a room. Go to your room and don't cry. Yes, go to your room and cry.
Trust me,
once she's done, she will come out and say, Mommy, I'm done. You're done. And you're clean your eyes. She'll clean her. Yeah, come. You want Capri-Sun? Yes, go and take Capri-Sun.
Remember the other episode where I said I spoke Igbo to Igbo I've never spoken before in my life. Wow. I spoke it there. Kion just knew the tone.
Igbo was like, sorry.
So he was not crying. I said, you want to cry? I said, yeah, sit down there and cry very well. Lean back. Put the pillow, lean back. Cry very well. When he saw that the thing was not working, he just said, looking at me. That I kept for him to look, he just side eye. So I turned the tab, opened it, I was not looking. When I left him, his father and I came. So yeah, I tell him that. I say, you want to cry? I say, cry, sit down there. Move. Adjust the hair. Cry away.
But you have to be consistent.
I do
because if sometimes he cries and you go and say, and you baby him, he has to keep trying and hoping that maybe this time you will baby him because he doesn't know when you will baby him or when you will tell him he has to cry himself out.
Because trust us, they will never stop.
Keeping him
consistently.
Oh, you mean
if he has done something bad and he's crying, let him cry.
Okay.
Because once you say sorry, you just backspace all the. That means it's okay. You know, you regret. You regret telling him that what he did was bad. Do you understand? So that's what you've just undone what you've done.
Oh my goodness!
Because they are very good manipulators.
Yes, they're very
good. As in with their face, their voice, there's this thing that Ikechukwu does. Like,
Kion does it. Kion does it.
Daddy,
and not one tears. No, Kion does it, and tear will be rolling.
Yeah.
Yes, they are very good.
Still fake.
They are very good. So you just have to. You just have to be.
You're acting already. You took it from your father and your mother.
So consistency. Yeah. Okay. One more. We will get there.
Yeah.
I can't.
There's no playbook for parents.
Can't wait to be
learn on the job.
Yes, that's the thing. It's learn on the job. Yeah. That's just learn exhausting.
Sometimes it gets really overwhelming. terms of your decision, because I mean you're deciding for a kid, for a child.
Mm.
So you get to question
yourself. Own, yeah.
Hey, did I do right? Did I? And that's where you need each other. Mm. You know, well, you know, you have to discuss it. You know, sometimes and it happened at the spot moment. You have to decide.
True. Very
you know?
True.
So you have to go back and say, babe, see what I did. Mm. Did I?
Exactly.
Did we? Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You know, and so with that, you should always pray for the grace.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's key. That's key.
I remember when she came back and said, she said, Mommy, I want to ask you a question.
Mm.
My heart left my body because I knew. I said, what is it? See, Mommy, is it okay for a girl to like a boy?
Mm. Your face is killing me. Almost like, that's a heavy conversation.
You have to like everybody because everybody has been made in God's image. Say no, Mommy. You know,
like.
You just like a boy. I say yes. Is it okay? I say it's okay, as long as you don't act on it.
Did she ask you what you mean by act?
She did.
It's like an onion with this.
So you, it's okay for you to just say hello. What's his name? I think. Can't remember, let's just say it's Steven. You say hello, Steven. You can just say hello, Steven. But I could see that I was losing her.
This woman is not
because her eyes was just darting away and she was getting distracted. I said, No, I can't lose this. I need, because this is like,
yeah.
I felt like it was a
for her to have come to you.
Yeah,
so I said, I had to run to Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
This cannot be on me alone. So.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
After all, it's about liking a boy.
Mm-hmm. You're a boy, so.
And so I passed the button.
You know, so we have to. We talked about it at length. So she had to go back because, I mean, she confided in her and all that. So she told her, look, for now, there'll be times to like boys, to like, you know, but for now, let's
focus. Let's just be kids. On our focus.
I want to enjoy your innocence for now. Be innocent. Yeah, it will get to that, because things are happening faster now.
Yeah. So does it worry you that, you know, as you've done the right thing by letting her know that, yeah, it's okay to like a boy, but, you know, this is not something you
should
bother yourself with now. Are you worried about, you know, friends at school that she might have those, because they talk to each other. Like, what if she talks to someone else who has talked to their own parents who says, oh, yes, you know, tell them you like them or spend time with them if you like the boy. And then she talks to her friend, and her friend tells her, oh, this is what my dad said. He said we should spend time with the boy and all of that. Does that worry you? Does that scare you? How does one legislate
for
against
me,
stuff like this?
I don't think I'm worried because my kid knows that the communication line is always open. Like, we have this conversation every night. Like, what's new? What happened in school today? Did you meet anybody? Mommy, I didn't meet anybody. What fun thing happened today? Nothing. What, you know, so I'm always asking direct questions. So I'm not just saying, how was your day? I try to ask direct questions. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think to an extent.
Yeah. I mean, they came back one day in from school, and they said in school bus, one little kid gave the middle finger. You know, and they told us about it, and we're like, no, you know. So
they
kind of
mentioned that. Okay.
Yes,
because they know that that's wrong.
Yes. You know, so we try to be their friend. We try to draw them in and, you know, ask questions. That is half. We need to keep doing that, you know, to make sure that they don't, because they will definitely be friends. Like,
yeah,
you need to be their friend as well.
Okay, so please, I want to take you back to disciplining your child. Has it been any time where you disciplined or hit any of them and they were scared of you?
Yes, that day, the day I told you I grabbed Chi, she looked at me, and that day my heart broke. She looked at me. Left hand, she went to sit down. In fact, I didn't tell her anything till later. I went to meet her later. I grabbed her and I held her, and she was looking at me like, you know,
you could spank me again, daddy.
Yes.
Chai.
That day, I had to rein it in. I had to consciously tell myself, guy,
never again,
don't do this like this again, you know.
I think for me, it was Ikechukwu. I was in charge of helping him with homework. Yes, it used to be very tedious because that was during the corona period, so we had to stay at home and he struggled. Yes, that was the year they were teaching them sound and everything. So even till now, it still affects him. He can't read as well as his sister could at that age, you know. So I of course, I felt beating was the way to go.
Mm.
You know? And then I would spank him, like, get this thing, it's A plus, A, you, this is A, this, you know. And I was getting very impatient. One day he looked at me and said, Mommy, is something wrong with my brain? I swear I died.
How can you say something so serious and make it sound funny?
Oh my goodness, I am my child's first bully. That is what I am doing. I'm bullying my child.
I cried.
I wailed. And that was the last time I ever raised my hand to beat him when he had to do it. And he has done so well after then. So he's not scared of homework as he was before. Because I realized that I would say, bring your book, let's do homework, and he was scared. But when I stopped beating him and I tried to be as patient, when I get impatient, I walk away and I call him because he is Mr. Patience, you know. So I decided then, okay, Ikechukwu, Daddy will help you with your homework. Since I'm so short fused. And then I will handle Chinemerim, and it's been working. So the days that I feel very calm, I'll take him with his homework, and you know, so the beating, I can't remember when last we raised our hands on our kids anymore, because talking, you know, who said yes. Yes.
You know, okay, so you mentioned school. You know, our school is different from their school.
Yes.
You know, our school, our teachers were allowed to beat us.
Yes, Omo.
You're doing that. What face is that?
Because I think I can guess the question.
Have they ever hit your child?
Yeah, and she was fired.
Okay, that's a good conversation. Good talk. I'm glad. This is the shortest part of because yes.
Our director wants to know the story.
Of course you want to know the story.
Okay.
Are you comfortable talking about it?
Yes.
Did he direct this podcast like she's a consumer of the podcast? Understand. So she wants to know things. But yeah, it works.
For also, apart from people watching on YouTube, our listeners would also like to hear. Yeah, because they're not seeing our expression.
Yeah. Okay, so I almost kept him out of it because I know he can douse my flame. Mm-hmm. So I didn't tell him about it. So Ikechukwu comes home and says his teacher beat him. That she beat him. His body's paining him. I say, beat you, your body is paining you, let's go back to this. So the next morning, I got him dressed and I decided to drop him. School bus came. I said, no, school bus, go, don't worry, I'll drop my child.
And Ike didn't know that?
No, I didn't tell. I think I told him after I came back.
Yes, she did. Yeah. They had done the damage.
So I took him to the school. When we got there, I went straight to the principal or the owner of the school. Yeah. So I said, Ikechukwu, I think he was three. Yeah, he was three. I was leaf screen. Say, Ikechukwu, what happened? Say, his teacher beat him. What did you do? He didn't finish his food or something lame. Like, it wasn't like he did anything exactly. Or he couldn't identify an alphabet. I mean, like, a three-year-old, why would you beat to the point that his body was paining him? You know, so we spoke to his hearing just. It's okay. Thanks, dear. Thank you. So we spoke to the... So we spoke to the owner of the school, and then she said, okay, who is the teacher? So he points at the teacher who beat him, and then teacher comes in and says, oh, Ikechukwu, my boy. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at her like, who is your boy? And then he runs into my body. And then she says, what is it? And then we tell her, she's like, no, I never beat him. Why would I beat him? Blah, 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 blah. The owner of the school said, okay, you can go. After she leaves, the owner of the school says, Ikechukwu, did I beat you? He said, no, you didn't beat me. He mentioned another teacher. Did that teacher beat you? He said, no. Did this teacher beat you? He said, yes. He said, you see, so he cannot be lying about it. And this is you're the third parent complaining about this woman beating.
Okay.
Long story short, she was fired at the end of the day. I felt bad, but I mean, I wasn't the only parent that had complained about it. So I took consolation in that. Yeah, then I came home and I confessed to him, but the damage had already done. And he scolded me, like, you know, why did you have to do that? You know, you can't always, you know, step in every time the kid have problem. And all of that.
Okay, if it was you, what would be your reaction?
Yeah, how would you have handled that?
Yeah, okay. There's something okay, she says I overthink things. Because I feel that... Yes, I think so. So I feel that if... For me, I don't want anybody to, you know, those things that people do that they'll say, no, I didn't beat him. And go and, you know, take him to the corner. I'm like, Why did you go and tell? You know, I try to avoid those kind of situations. So I actually wanted, I wanted to get more, what's it called now? I wanted her to just go and meet the teacher and say, Madam, this boy just complained. You know, but she went to the top. She went straight to the top. Mm-hmm. Because I know that, yes, being a teacher is hard. I don't know, I used to teach back in the days, you know. It's hard, so sometimes you might lose it. And, you know, so I wanted her to warn the lady first and not just go straight to the top. But my dear, yeah, thought differently.
The deed was done.
You know, because I don't know. It's annoying when you come back home and your son telling you that somebody beats him and his body is aching him.
And I feel like at the end of the day, you don't want your child to feel like you don't believe them when they tell you.
Uh-huh. Oh yes, yes.
That's something that I'm particularly, you know, conscious of. I don't want, because let's be honest, children lie. You understand. But then you want to be able to find out or figure it out when they lie and let them know that if you lie and I find out, there will be consequences. You know, but that must be balanced out with them knowing that you can always tell me and my first stance would be to believe you until there's proof that you're lying. So if they know that it is innocent until proven guilty, it makes it easier for them to tell us the truth all the time.
Very true.
So I'm glad that he knew that he could come to his mommy and say, this happened, and she would believe him. And then she actually went and, you know,
did something about it.
Yeah.
And I like what the proprietor or proprietress did by coming up with a little game to find out if he was, because experience must have told that, you know, the owner of the school, that kids will lie sometimes. Mm. So that's why he or she did that thing where they said, did this person betray did this person, yes, okay, then that this child cannot be lying. Then balanced it or checked it against the fact that there's a track record of that happening.
Yeah.
So I think you handled it
pretty well.
Pretty well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm let me not lie, right? She says, I'm a pacifist, like, you know, I used to have a temper when I was growing up, but God has helped me, I've outgrown that.
Yeah.
So I'm really a pacifist at this stage of my life. But one of the things that changed when Kion was born was I looked at this person and I knew that at that time he didn't know me. He didn't know I didn't exist. He didn't know anything about me. He didn't, like, this person don't know me, but I can die for this person. Two, I can actually take a life for this person. You understand? So parenthood will change who you are.
Yeah.
So I can understand you just seeing red.
Mm. Yeah.
So I feel like Kion is the only reason why if anything happens to him, God forbid, I might react irrationally. So I don't really judge parents for my own is, let's just all make sure we have our checks and balances.
Very true.
In the way we handle these things.
Speaking, while we are on this topic, let me talk about my experience.
Oh. Mm.
No, not with Kion. Okay. With me.
Oh, right. Oh,
when
right.
I was in school.
Oh,
so goodness. I asked that question because myself and my sister had gone through teacher hitting us in school. This one was memorable. I would never forget it. So we went to school, and it wasn't just school, it was lesson school. So lesson.
Oh, okay, after school.
Yeah, after school, yeah. Lesson. So it was another place. We went there, and we finished, and while we're doing it, my sister, I don't know what my sister did, but she wasn't naughty or anything. I think she was trying to understand something. And my sister she has always been and is still opinionated. So
she's
very opinionated. So I think a teacher said something and she was saying her mind. That's all. The teacher learned her slap. The teacher slapped her. And she has always had ear issues right from when she was baby. So ear infection that would lead to even when you're older. So she's always had that. And my parents were always battling with her having ear problem. So the teacher landed that slap. Not only did she not hear, but of course she couldn't hear anything again. Wow. So I now said, me, I was not there crying. Because as a child, I didn't know what to do. So I was like 13, 14, that's what I can remember. So I was crying. I was like, my sister's ear, she can't hear. Why did you slap her? We go home. On getting home, my mom was now at home. My mom used to have a restaurant. Sometimes she would come home. So she was at home this particular lovely day. Mm. And she was with her friend, a Calabar chick like that. That was hot tempered. So, first of all, she come. When we walk in, you see your two girls with tears.
Mm.
And it's not as if
And you know when you now see your parents, you know that. Yeah, oh. Yes.
Because my own had stopped as soon as I got home. I was not bringing out more tears. And my mom now said, "What happened, Ogini men?" We now told her, "Oh, that a teacher." I now told her that a teacher slapped she. I said, "Did she touch you? Was it he? Did he hit you?
He?
He?" She now said, "I now said no. That is just she." Said, "Okay." My mom went inside. One short nigga.
As in, anytime I hear this gist, I just picture mama. I'm like,
one short nigga tied wrapper. Her friend was already wearing short nigga. She just said, "Give me wrapper." So they went. I think they told the man that my parents were coming. My mom was coming. The guy, they didn't find the man. My mom sat down there and said, "You put to bring this man out. If you don't bring this man out for me to slap him back, then
the school is closed.
Lesson is closed. Nothing is going to do. We're now begging. My mom said, "Bring the man out." The Calabar lady, God rest her soul, she scattered that lesson. The man did still come out, but that was the last day we went to that lesson, Sha. We brought us back. But that was an experience. I was like, oh my goodness. If me at this age, if anything happened to Keon, I got me a woman. I will kill someone.
You will not kill anybody in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was speaking hypothetically.
Okay, I'm speaking hypothetically. I got my boom.
No. I still have PTSD from the kind of beatings I got in school. Like,
I mean, yeah, my parents were
in school too because of the beatings I had. Some of the beatings.
No, my parents never stepped foot. My mom would say, "What did you do?"
Straight up.
What did you do? I did not do my own work. When you go back tomorrow, don't do it again. They will beat you again. My mom never went to school with me to do anything.
My dad was always there. My dad would see me. They touched you. Okay, don't worry. Next morning. He's before in fact as I'm going to school he's coming with me. Where's the man? And they're never around.
they're never around. Because
they know.
Yeah. Oh man, so I feel like there isn't enough
time.
We haven't, there's so much more. And yes, these are conversations that we can have with you guys at work or at home. But we would like, you know, our viewers and our listeners to enjoy your incredible sense of humor and the experience.
Let them see what we've been enjoying.
Yes. There's enjoying and there's also enduring. But, you know, the both are happily together. Florence, you're giving me that look that you give me.
You said enduring.
I want to understand where the enduring comes in.
But thank you, guys. I know that you guys are tired. You just, you know.
You just got back.
Just go back. And all that. Oh, but, guys. You know, it means a lot to us that, you know, even as sleepy as Florence is. She came with Ike. So thank you guys so much. We've learned a lot. And then there are also a couple of things that I didn't know that I found out today.
Yeah.
We shall be talking about those things off camera. Oh, yeah. Thank you for sharing.
No problem. But quick one, just before you round off, I just want to say something. One of the things that you have to watch, I don't know, I just don't need to say this. Sure. One of the things you have to watch out from your kids is lies. For us, it's the major crime. Never allow them get used to lying.
And it starts from you.
Yes. Lying brings every other vice.
Fair. That's
everything
true.
Lying. So create that environment where they can tell you the truth.
And where you don't lie to them.
Yes.
I think is important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know,
when you say when you lie to them, you make it okay for them. So you can lie and I can't lie. Mm.
Which is why, you know, normally, you know, Keon would be like, you know, that where you're going. Then you'll be like, "Oh, I just want to get something." I stopped doing that. I tell him, "I'm going to work.
Yes.
I'm leaving the house. I'll see you later. Yes. I'll come and you know, stuff like that." I tell him, "Okay, you will cry."
You make promises and tell him, "Okay, you know what? When you come back from school, we'll take you to grandma. We'll take you. You have to keep that."
Yes.
So I always tell him the truth. I'm going out. I'm going to work. Yeah, I'm not going to, because earlier I used to lie and be like, "Oh, I just want to get something from the car downstairs."
Integrity.
I just tell him, "I'm going to work."
Integrity.
Or daddy has to go out. Something. And then he starts crying. I'm like, "Don't worry, I'll be back. I'll be back in a few minutes, like a few hours." Now he does this thing where he's like, "Will dada be back in 100 minutes? And everything. So I'm like, "Maybe 200 minutes. Like, "Okay, dada, 200 minutes. Remember, I'm like, "Okay. When I step out of the house, now, you start watching. So yes, you guys are. Thank you for sharing
thank
that.
You. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for coming, guys. So, but before we go, right, we have a game. that want to play with.
Yes, we are not going to play.
You guys are going to play.
You
the game.
Guys are going to play the game.
We are going to be entertained.
We are going to be entertained.
So I'm telling you, to you guys,
what the parameters and the rules are.
Oh, yes. Wow.
I thought you were going to.
No, it's okay.
No, but you started before that.
Is it the same game?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the game. So, how many minutes do you have on this thing?
10.
Okay, so we have to be very fast with it. So, the game basically, she's going to show you on her phone, you on her phone, a nursery rhyme. We are not going to sing it. You are going to say it to her.
Like you are toasting her. With the lyrics.
With only the words. You are not going to add your own words. The limitation is you cannot add your own words. And she cannot laugh.
Oh, I can't laugh.
You can't laugh.
So you have
if you
to
laugh, try, yes. He has won.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay. Up in those room, I know.
Then I'm going to say, because this one, she's the queen of deadpan. She will just.
No, it's the one that you yes.
So,
I hope it's Nazira, Emmanuel. Do I have it?
Yeah,
I can read it.
You are reading it.
You don't. And don't sing. You can't sing. You're not allowed to sing.
Only the
first one.
Okay.
This one. So say it.
The first verse.
You can do first and second stanza.
Try your best. You can put any character, like you can do anything
voices,
to make
whatever.
Her laugh, but you're not singing it and you cannot add your own words.
First, look at him now. You have to look at him.
No, I don't have to.
No, that's the rule.
You have to look at him.
You will not look at the person who's toasting you.
Our time is going.
Look at the person who's toasting you now.
You can start off not looking. Get attention. Excuse me, young. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, action.
You are my honey bunch. Sugar plum. Pumpy umby. Umpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Mike, to the mic.
You're my cuppy cake. Gumdrop. Snooze gum. Bum gum. You're the apple of my eye. And I love you so much, I want you to know that I'd always be right here. And I love to sing sweet songs to you. Because you are so dear. I like to make you happy and watch you laugh and play. And when I see your smiling face, it brightens up my day.
Deep.
I like to bring.
It's okay.
It's your wife's side. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
weekend
your
weekend.
No, it's a very contemplative message.
Okay. Hey, brother. It's okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's okay.
Florence.
If I don't smile.
At least just smile. Just give me a little
middle.
When I
say the game, the challenge, now make her no laugh. I'm very obedient.
Thank you, guys.
Of course, not sweating. Thank you, guys. The second episode was on discipline and language, and our friends Ike and Florence came to talk to us. Remember, you should, for those watching, watch on YouTube, subscribe, like, share. We're getting
it's crazy how this is the second season, and you're still struggling with this bit.
Oh my goodness.
I still struggle with it, but that's the reality. You still struggle with this bit, baby.
Undue parenting podcast. You will not lose my train of thoughts. We are on social media, Due Parenting Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can follow the link on our bio, Ihoma Linda Ijofo and
Ibrahim Suleiman Official.
And our friends, their handles are Florence
OK.
IK_OKEY.
On Instagram. So check our link, follow the link to get all the. Help me.
Oh.
Is it not two of us that own this podcast?
I thought you said that you're ignoring
me. I will choke you here, not in a very good
way. Baby! Come on! All right, guys, see you next time. Thank you so much for watching, and let us know what you think. If you have any questions, if you have any conversations you think we should be having, please let us know. We will be glad to do so.
Love you.